Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, you come into this one, winning streak of five, like a lot of the things that your team is doing. If you have to look at maybe a negative side of things, what have you tried to address and work on?
That's a good question, because I think for the most part, our game's been complete the last little stretch here. I'd say our power play's been inconsistent. Lights out in Minnesota, you know, not so good the other night in Chicago. Didn't take the shots that were available. I thought the first power play moved it around, got a few looks, but and even that's nitpicking, because it did score us a goal in Winnipeg as well. Vancouver game, I'd have to think about that one, I remember. I thought, did we get one against Vancouver?
Late.
Oh, yeah, that's the Kuhlman one. So that's right, inconsistent that night, the 5-on-3. So our top unit, I think, is maybe over passing a little bit. So I guess that would be the one area that, in general, we could be a little more consistent on and taking the available play.
I've asked you this before, but it seems like when the power play isn't really clicking, how much rope do you give some of the top guys to stay out a little bit longer on those shifts, maybe a minute and a half, minute and 45?
Well, too much the other night, and so we'll address that. As I've said before, I kind of left it up to them because of the success they've had over the last two years, not just this year. I think that the part that we have a tough time getting them to understand, and then as coaches we have to understand from their perspective as players, is that I'll usually leave them out there and even leave them for a face-off if they've had good pressure. You know, you can tell they're close. It's the times where they can't seem to get set up and they're forcing plays where I'd like them to change and say, listen, it's just not your, let the other group, get yourself regrouped for the next one. And that's where they seem to get into trouble. They compound mistakes and try to be an individual on the entry, and all of a sudden, you know, we're taking penalties or chasing it back into our end. So we're trying to get that message through. But as I said, as a player, when it's not going well, you want to do something to correct it, and to do that, you need to be on the ice. So that's the battle we have with them.
You addressed John Morin, some of the things you want to see from him, and he gets back in the lineup today with Brandon Carlo out. What about Dan Heinen? He's missed the last few games. Now, I know one game was partially because of injury, but now he's been out of the lineup. What's your message to him and what he needs to work on to get back in?
Well, for him, we went through some stuff in his last game in Winnipeg where he just needs to play with his nose over the puck a little more. And in terms of one-on-one battles, puck recovery, you're not going to win them all, but I think he can do a better job getting in there and working to recover them and using his body. He's not a small guy. He's not huge by any means, but in today's NHL, he's an average-sized guy. I think he's 6'1 and 190-ish, so certainly enough there to do that. I think some of his opportunities, he's forcing, so he's off net a lot. Sometimes you just got to, if you're not scoring as much as you like, is volume. Get him on the net. Force the goalie to make a save. Maybe there's a rebound opportunity for your line mate. So there's a little bit of both sides there, playing to his strength, how he can be better in terms of his shot, and then areas of improvement, which, you know, being harder on pucks. So, and then, you know, it wasn't by design it would last this long. As other guys have gone in, Crowley's played well on left wing, Bjork is doing his job, so all of a sudden, you know, then now is it, does he go in for Bleed, who's a fourth line, completely different player, penalty killer? So it ends up that, you know, the problem is a good one. Your team's playing well, there's no more room at the end, and you just got to wait your turn.
Arizona in here today, it's been a while since you've seen them. What do you see on video that concerns you, and where can you try to take advantage of them?
Well, I mean, they're a hardworking team. They're not a huge team by any means, but they've got some pace. Scoring spread out. I know they've got Kessel and Hall that are high-end guys in this league, but in general, their scoring is, their lines are balanced. Garland's been one of the more effective guys. I think you can certainly, you know, if you can keep him to the outside, not let him get to the interior, get frustrated that way, and then play low against their D. They want to get up the ice. They're missing Ekman Larson, who's a big part of that. They rely on their goaltender like every team, but, you know, they play a sound defensive game. So when a team doesn't score as much as they like, you want to manage the puck, not giving them easy opportunities. So that's a bit of the key tonight. And no easy chances for them. Make them work to get them because they're struggling to score, and see if that plays to our strength.
Lastly, Zdeno Chara getting honored here today. In your time with him and your time with this organization, how his game has evolved, because the game has changed, just what he has meant to you and as a staff.
Well, for me, he's the captain. He's an excellent go-between when it comes to what the players need to hear on the ice, is and make sure it's the same message from the top down. He's been excellent at that. We're all on the same page in that regard, what it takes for us to win, how we need to work and practice to get there. And he's been a good sounding board for me. I'm still, you know, compared to him, new to the league. So to get some feedback on intensity of practice, what guys to push. I think our style of play is, again, that's the coach has to make that decision. I think Z's on board with with that. We don't stray from defense very often, and that's the backbone of the team, and that's certainly one of Z's strengths. And so that part of it's been great. He's a good teammate, great person. Can't say enough good things about him. I've said this before with a lot of our veterans. I'm very lucky to get a group like this to come into a dressing room like this and to be able to have those guys around you.
Thanks, Bruce. Good luck this afternoon.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins in Arizona are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.